York Building. It's 27 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early indicators suggest it was a strong holiday shopping season.
This new report from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that between November 1st and December 24th, overall retail sales increased almost 4% compared to a year ago, and we are seeing big growth in e-commerce. Online purchases surged almost 7% from last year, while sales in-store were up about 3%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze, it was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC. A grim discovery in a home in New Hampshire.
Four more deaths that appear to be carbon monoxide related.
State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey after the four victims were found in a home in Wakefield. This follows similar deaths in the state in the last few months linked to carbon monoxide. Scary moments outside of one of the most famous stores in the world. A New York City taxi cab jumped the curb just feet from the doors of Macy's. ABC's Phil Tate has details from the scene.
Authorities tell us that driver behind the wheel, who was just 58 years old, was having some form of a medical episode, and that taxi cab had plowed into multiple people, including a mother and her 9-year-old son. We're told that they are from Australia. The good news is they are expected to be okay.
Gas prices may be going up a bit soon as oil futures bumping up this morning, closing 0.3% higher on hopes of a fresh stimulus from the Chinese government. And the Israeli military says it destroyed newly discovered tunnels that Hamas have been using as a hideout. The route was more than a mile long. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Driplets Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering, and the Richland County Telephone Directory. The Ansett family's Christmas wish is that you experience the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of God's love at Christmas and always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Richland County Telephone Directory and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering of Richland Center. Thanking you for your support and friendship this year.
Want to spoil yourself or someone you love for the holiday? Stop in at Court & Main as we are having our end-of-the-year recliner sale. Get 25% off any in-stock recliner. Whether you want power, manual, swivel rocker, or just a basic rocker recliner, we have it all. Stop in at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-647-8713.
This holiday season, Meyer Oil & LP is reflecting on the incredible support they've received. They wish all their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, mild and moist air is flowing up over the top of our snowpack and cold ground, causing fog and scattered freezing drizzle, so please travel very carefully this morning. Allow extra time out there. You'll encounter some slippery stretches. Even walking around on parking lots and sidewalks that are untreated could be a bit treacherous, so just keep that in mind. Conditions should improve this afternoon as temperatures warm well above freezing, and and then it will stay above freezing all the way through the weekend as unseasonably warm air moves in. Readings will be about 20 degrees above normal. We do expect the drizzle to become a steadier light rain tomorrow afternoon into early Saturday as low pressure lifts northeast across the region. Could squeeze out something like a quarter to a half inch of rain on the area, melting our snow cover, could make quite a mess. Gradually cooler weather will build in next week. Could see another storm system pass south of us Monday evening to early Tuesday. We'll have to keep an eye on that for some possible snow accumulation. Otherwise, today there's a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning in Grant and Iowa counties. Winter weather advisory for the rest of the area through noon. Cloudy and foggy with areas of drizzle. Scattered freezing drizzle this morning with a thin glaze of ice in spots. High up to 39 degrees. East-southeast wind 4 to 7. Fog and drizzle tonight. Some occasional light rain. Low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, foggy, and warmer with light rain, steadier by afternoon, high at 44. Friday night, fog and light rain continues, low 38. Saturday, light rain in the morning, staying gloomy but unseasonably warm, high up to 44. Heading into Sunday, a dry day, might see a few breaks of sunshine, high 43. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 39. We have a chance of light rain and snow by Monday evening. Tuesday, a chance of snow in the morning, high near 34. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 27 right now with some fog. 19 was yesterday's high. A record high, 52 in 2023. Very mild a year ago. 25 below zero in 1890 ranks as the record low across the region. Last year's high was 52, while the low was 32. Sunset will occur at 4:32 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time, 7:33. Lots of warnings out there and advisories because of very slippery travel. If you can push back your travel a couple of hours and let the salt kind of take hold, and you'll be better off today. If you have to drive, be very careful. We're under that winter weather advisory until noon today. After a low of 19, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at some local and area tournaments, details on the Bucks getting back to action tonight, and a look back at a feast of football on Christmas Day.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. There are lots of holiday tournaments going on this weekend. Richland Center will be involved in a one-day tournament on Friday for the girls' team. They'll be heading toward Westby. I talked to Coach Jeremy Cooey about that event.
We're going to be playing over in Westby on Friday. Our first game's at 10 a.m. against Royal. And then after that, win or lose, I'm going to say win. We'll be playing the winners of Westby and Kickapoo. So just two games on Friday. get a nice little break and get it all in one day.
So, yeah, one day, that kind of taxes you a little bit in terms of preparing for not one, but two. Do you worry about legs being a little bit tired in that second game?
Well, hopefully with, you know, having the holidays and a little bit of time off, we'll have enough time to heal and get rested up and then come in ready for the game. And, you know, we'll see what we need to do. Maybe, you know, have a couple extra players on the bench just in case we do run into injuries or, you know, anybody just kind of hitting the wall. So we'll be prepared for it.
It's going to be a real busy January for you coming up, too. You know, this conference season is really going to kick into gear, and this is where it really gets going, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. This is and the beauty, too, you know, outside of that holiday tournament, we get to come back with games at home again. So the nice thing, we don't have to, you know, hit the road for a couple weeks and jump on a bus. So it's going to be everybody coming to us, and, you know, hopefully we'll have our students there cheering us on, and we can start stacking up a few wins here.
Richland Center girls at Westby coming up on Friday. There's a girls tournament at Bangor. In fact, Bangor and Schulzburg, Cochran, Fountain City, and Stratford will be there. DeForest is hosting a holiday girls basketball tournament. And also from the area teams, it will be Wisconsin Dells tournament action. Anago and the Dells and Rhinelander and Ripon battling in that one. Wanakee hosting a holiday girls tournament in one day. That's on Friday. Boys basketball teams heading out and about. Richland Center boys will be making a trip toward Minnesota, Winona State, and tournament action, which will happen on Friday and on Saturday as well. For the Hornets, they'll take on Durand, Arkansas at 2:15 on Friday, and then bright and early Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, they'll play Lewiston Altura. The Mike Alexander Holiday Tournament going on in Benton this weekend as well. It's action for several teams in the Adams Friendship Tournament, Northland Pines and Sparta, and Hillsboro and Adams Friendship play on Friday. And in wrestling, several tournaments around the state, but we'll be following the Bi-State Wrestling Tournament, which is a boys and girls tournament this year, this weekend, at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse. I talked to Riverdale head wrestling coach Marcus Ingles recently about the tournament and the Chieftains this year.
It's a good tournament. 70 teams now. It's a bummer you can't practice the night before, so you got to switch everything up a little bit, go up a little bit later, but it'll be good.
Let me ask you, how have you been adjusting to the new scoring in high school wrestling?
Nah, I like it. It's good for the kids that score a lot of points. It hurt us a couple times because we got tech falls instead of pins, but we've adjusted that in the practice room.
I think the biggest adjustment is getting the fans and the scorekeepers and everybody else used to it, isn't it?
Yeah, and the refs are still getting used to it. And yeah, to bounce the refs, they're still getting used to that too, so.
But overall, you like it then?
I love it, yeah. Scoring points. Makes matches more exciting.
Some of them can end quicker, too, can't they?
Yes, a lot quicker. We learned that this summer when we went to the mail check camp, and I was just first started, and a couple guys had tech falls. I was like, oh, that's okay. It's the second period. Crazy.
Riverdale wrestling coach Marcus Ingles. Ithaca Weston will be a part of the field of teams in La Crosse this weekend as well. WRC will follow the fortunes of the Ithaca Weston squad and several others. I talked to co-head coach Troy Clary recently about leaders for his team.
Definitely our seniors. We got Nolan Waldner back. He's our returning state qualifier, and Nolan has some of the smoothest setups that you'll ever see out of a high school kid. And Mac Neef, he's really developing into a leader, wrestling at 285. So I would say them two are probably our main leaders as far as on the mat. But the whole senior class, as far as in the practice room, are really, you know, developing into good leaders. And they're, you know, kind of leading the juniors to do that next year.
Bill Twining and David Wehrman will have update reports for us coming up Friday and Saturday on WRCO, all about the Bi-State Wrestling Tournament. On the state scene, veteran Chris Middleton is the healthiest of the Bucks' big three and is expected to play tonight when the team hosts the Brooklyn Nets. Middleton has played in 7 straight games and started in the last 2. In the last 3 games, he has 53 total points, 14 rebounds, and 16 assists. Giannis and Damian are questionable in the Milwaukee injury report. Giannis is dealing with back spasms and Lillard with an unspecified illness. So the Bucks have been a little bit resurgent and Bobby Portis says a lot of that goes toward Coach Doc Rivers and his leadership.
Just instilling confidence in your players. Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
Doc Rivers talked yesterday about working Chris Middleton back into the lineup little by little.
It's just going to take him time. These minutes have been fantastic for him. To keep him under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
The Bucks back into action tonight at home against Brooklyn. There were several games on the NBA schedule for Christmas Day. New York defeated San Antonio 117-114. Minnesota over Dallas 105-99. Philadelphia 118. Boston 114. The Lakers topped Golden State 115-113. Phoenix 110. Denver 100. From the National Football League, Baltimore's Lamar Jackson passed Michael Vick for the most yards rushing by a quarterback in NFL history in a 31-2. Win over the Houston Texans on Wednesday. Patrick Mahomes passed for 320 yards and three touchdowns, and the Chiefs locked up the top seed in the AFC for the fourth time in seven seasons with a 29-10 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The two-time defending Super Bowl champs raced to an early 13-point lead and were never really threatened by the Steelers. Pittsburgh has dropped three straight to see its chances of capturing the AFC North take another hit. Travis Kelce caught eight passes for 84 yards and a touchdown. Kelce also became the third tight end in NFL history to reach 1,000 receptions, joining Tony Gonzalez and Jason Witten. There is NFL football tonight. Seattle plays at the Chicago Bears. It's no big surprise that the kickoff time for the Packers game at Minnesota this weekend has been flexed from noon to 3:25. The NFC North contest has implications for the postseason and could be a preview of a playoff showdown. Green Bay can't draw even with the Vikings, but these are still two of the best teams in the NFL, and both have already qualified to keep playing after the regular season is done. That's an update on sports for this Thursday morning. I am Phil Nee.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Holiday hoops, tournaments, and classics highlight the weekend sports schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a happy holiday hoop season to all those who celebrate. It's that time of the year again when many of the top teams in the state disperse for tournaments, classics, and other events. One of the oldest is the Century Classic, which is in its 53rd year, featuring both boys and girls games at Quant Fieldhouse on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. A total of 16 games will be held from Thursday through Saturday. The Sundrop Shootout is another combined boys and girls event, celebrating its 15th anniversary at the Crest Center in Green Bay. 14 games will be contested on Friday and Saturday. The Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic will be held Thursday through Saturday, with 14 boys games and 9 girls games spread across Carthage College and UW Parkside in Kenosha from Thursday through Saturday. Concordia University in Mequon will host 27 boys games this week, including some outstanding matchups like Milwaukee Juno versus Dominican and Milwaukee Academy of Science against Eau Claire Memorial on Thursday, Academy of Science versus DePere, as well as Freedom against Slinger on Friday, and DePere against Wauwatosa West, plus Kaukauna versus Homestead on Saturday. You can find a full list of all the holiday events at wisports.net, including schedules and results from the full week. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center on a foggy Thursday morning. Be careful as you head out and about if you have to drive, because roadways are very slick. Don't let it catch you off guard today. Up next, a vintage broadcast, the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program. It's sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. In 1898, Robert Edwin Peary announced that he would lead the first expedition to reach the North Pole. What a thrilling adventure, everybody exclaimed. But it was a lot harder than Peary thought it would be. During more than 10 years of trying, he'd even had an ice-breaking ship built to his specifications, but he could only steam and then sled to within 175 miles of his elusive goal. Now, what few remember about Peary's expeditions is that he was always accompanied by a personal aide, an African-American named Matthew Alexander Henson, and yes, he was on Peary's final Arctic journey in 1908. Others in the expedition included scientists and athletes, and to heighten the drama, Peary proclaimed that if he failed to reach the pole this time, he would never, ever try again. Anyway, the icebreaker plowed northward, farther north than any ship had ever sailed, all the way to the northern shore of Ellesmere Island. Still 1,000 miles of drifting, shattered ice lay between the explorers and the North Pole. It was early September, exactly 100 years ago. The expedition was 2 months out of New York Harbor. It would be another 6 months before the men were even within striking distance of their objective. 6 months of sledding and trudging over a frigid, desolate landscape which was no land at all. The adventurers battled their way to within 132 miles of the pole. No man had ever drawn so near to that imaginary point at which the Earth's axis intersects the surface. The temperature was now 50 below. Peary decided that all but six must return to the icebreaker at Ellesmere Island, and the six were to complete the journey, risking their lives in the historic challenge. They were Peary himself and four Eskimos and his aide, Matt Henson. His last leg of the journey was the most treacherous. Peary had always said that he couldn't reach the pole without Henson's help. Nobody knew more about the Arctic than did he. Not even Eskimos were more skilled at sled driving. And on April 6th, the party reached the pole. Men had been trying for 300 years. Now at last, for a half dozen men, south was the only direction on planet Earth. And then the explorers returned home. And Matt was also hailed for his part in the polar expedition. But the applause died quickly. Matt wrote about the adventure in a book few cared to read, and within 3 years he was a forgotten man. Everybody knows about Peary, of course. Only a few, now you, are aware that a black man named Matthew Henson went along. But who remembers this? That the historic morning of April 6, 1909, after an exhausted Robert Peary pitched camp and took a nap, his aide Matt Henson took a walk. Now hear this. Took a walk, and later measurements would prove that Matt, on his stroll, had encountered the pole, making him precisely the first man ever to stand at the top of the world. So Robert Peary wound up in the history books, but Matt Henson, who got there first, wound up in Brooklyn parking cars. Now you know the rest of the story.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
1100. Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock, and don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
100.9 WRCO.
Ever since she was a baby, stepping on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girl's ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes.
Catch him on WRCO. Good morning. We'll have trivia for you coming up in just a little bit here today. A chance for you to win a great prize. So stay right there. Some great music and community conversation. And stay right where you are if you can this morning until the salt takes hold. We're at 28 degrees on a foggy and slippery day here in southwest Wisconsin. This is Tyler Braden.
I'm a decent man. No, I ain't perfect, but I'm learning how to be the best I can. But I got demons collecting dust. And I buried them so damn far down so they can't find their way back up. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, cause I can flip that switch and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose king. Cross the line, I'll call you bro. Promise when push comes to show that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Trigger, try your luck. If you shoot your shot, better pray to God that I don't get my ass back up, cause you won't get your ass back up. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose kid. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove, don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. You don't wanna know the devil you don't. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, cause I can flip that switch and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, cause I can be a loose kid. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove, but you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
a shooting star makes the whole world ring. Big guitar.
That's Black Hawk playing a really big guitar. It's tough to play Smoke on the Water on that guitar. My hand won't go around the neck. But anyway, we've been getting reports here and there of some slippery travel and some mishaps today. So again, if you can allow a little extra time for the fog to clear and the salt to work, that would be good. We have this this update from the Wisconsin DOT of an incident in the Iowa County area of U.S. Highway 14. U.S. 14 westbound at County H, so Arena, very close to that area, and there's a delay there, an estimated duration of about an hour. It sounds like one lane is closed from Highway H to Hayward Crossing on westbound U.S. 14 in Iowa County due to a mishap there. So if you're headed toward that area on Highway 14, you may be prepared for some delays or being rerouted. Be aware of that. Police in Alabama shared body camera footage from a chase involving an armed and dangerous subject, a rooster. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said on social media the deputies responded to an armed and dangerous suspect attempting to roost in a local church parking lot. The video shows a deputy risking his life to protect the church flock. His feathers were ruffled, his nerves fried, but Deputy Watkins never tested until he got his man. He says the rooster eventually fled into a tree where the deputy was able to grab the chicken and carry him back to his coop as well. Having some experience in that area, that is a risky and dangerous situation there. You almost need armor on your arms and legs when you got a mean rooster on the loose.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet bringing you a super New Year's sale. Save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all.
Trivia today is coming up in a bit from FM 100.9 WRCO.
I sat down at the VFW next to some guy I didn't know. Our talking turned to laughing, cause where we're from is nowhere close. Next thing you know, we landed on, let's agree to disagree. And then we raised our glass to cheers. He said the cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We've got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. When it comes to mama's cooking, we could all use a little more. Hard work never hurt nobody, and God knows we need the Lord. Let's make making a difference and giving forgiveness cool again. And on that we'll take another round of cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more down to it, we all want the same thing, our own little slice of the pie, living that American dream. The good old days ain't over, just around the bend. If we could learn to solve our problems with cold beer and common sense. We need more people loving people. How about giving that a try? Need more meeting in the middle when we don't see eye to eye. We got different wrongs, different rights, different sides of the fence. The more I see, the more I believe the world needs more cold beer and common sense. More cold beer and common sense.
All right, we're getting ready for trivia. We're going through some questions here. In fact, we're saving some aside for New Year's Eve when we play Triviathon on WRCO Radio. If you haven't signed up a team yet, you can certainly do that during our regular hours. We have somebody here most of the time, 608-647-2111, and we can get you in the game. All right, trivia today, which can net you a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Which Star Wars movie was the first to be released in the decade of the 1980s? Which Star Wars movie the first to be released in the 1980s? That is the question. 608-647-4155. The number to ring for trivia today.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody.
I can show up to the same. need your love, how I need your love, yeah, it sinks in. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you. Sorority t-shirt, same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Let's press against the bottle.
Dan and Shay on WRCO Radio, 8:46 the time. Congrats to Paul Marshall, the winner of Trivia Today. Which Star Wars movie, the first to be released in the 1980s? It was The Empire Strikes Back, or Episode 5. But I don't go by those. No, I just go by the original trilogy, the original Star Wars released in 1977, Empire Strikes Back 1980, Return of the Jedi 1983. We had a guess for Return of the Jedi. That was the second one released in the 1980s. So those were the first three, the original trilogy, and then 22 years later, they began the prequel trilogy, and so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, I guess these original movies all the time had episodes by them, but I didn't know it at the time. But they did. And it's kind of like a lot of things. Star Trek, I love the original series, and I like the first four movies. And Star Trek The Next Generation, yeah, okay. But after that, oh, come on. You know, it's get a new idea. But that's just me. Congratulations to Paul Marshall, our winner of Trivia for knowing The Empire Strikes Back. He wins courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
At Napa,
We love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
8 minutes before nine. Hopefully Santa Claus was good to you. Santa was pretty good to me, too. Actually, I've got something that I've wanted for quite some time, a sleep machine. It creates white noise, so you've got a background, so it's not real still, and you don't hear a lot of things in the night. I'd usually use a fan, but you don't have to do that with a sleep machine. So I actually, Santa was able to find that, and Santa, she told me that the only place she could find that was in the baby aisle. So last night I slept like a baby, absolutely. Drive carefully, lots of reports of slippery travel. The ridges are terrible this morning, so be aware, take care. If you have to travel, here's Chris Young.
If you like a man who you can put your trust in, you don't have to worry where he's been, then rest easy. Girl, you're gonna love me. And if you like to slow dance to old Keith Whitley, long silly drives out in the country, I'm your cup. Till the last breath you breathe. Girl,
Trails time coming up, and then some friends will join us on the morning show today between 9 and 10. We'll talk a little Richland Center alumni basketball as a part of the show coming up. Here's Kenny Chesney.
Well, I see the souls of so many friends. I see a song back here again. Sandy floors and ceiling fans, a Rastafarian one-man band with songs that fill my memories like a tip jar. Yeah, that's what I see when I see this bar. I see tourists at Christmas time, and I taste beers with a hint of lime. I feel lonely 'cause it's not the same. Different faces and different names, and living like pirates out among the stars. That's what I see when I see this bar. Pieces of our past slowly slip away, but time just stands still when I walk in this place. I see a kid in his own, and a man learning to move on. Somehow trying to find his way, a dreamer betting on blind faith, and chasing that sun.
Good friend and neighbor, we're going to put our records away and be back your way with some community conversation on the morning show. Philney wishing you the best. Drive carefully. Some of the ridges are right now kind of a standstill, I'm told. So only travel if you have to until things get a little better today. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers on the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular.